Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that could last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Crazy.
Buckle up and hold on tight. I got this visual, Jay. That's bad.
No,
buckle up and hold on tight.
Always funny as hell.
I got that picture. I'm going to find it and send it to y'all.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Go bad letter.
Subject, man problems. Dear Steve, I'm a 38-year-old lady. I am a successful lady with a number of degrees. Own my own home and car. I guess none of that really matters when it comes to love. My problem is, I know this guy who wants to get back with me. We were together a long time ago. We attend the same church and have the same friends. My friends keep telling me that I should give the brother a chance. Now, Steve, he doesn't have a car, nor a place to call his own. He is 40 years old. No steady job because of health problems, health issues. He will work. I do love him. But Steve, I want someone who can bring me something to the table, who can bring something to the table. I know love is important, but Steve, a little security will help a little bit more. What do you think I need to do? Marriage is a serious step, and I've got to be sure. Prayer is the only way I know. Just wanted to get a male point of view.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm a female, but...
Yeah, I don't think she wants your point of view.
She don't care what I got to say.
You don't know that.
Anyway, I say this, man problems. You're a successful lady. You got 3 degrees. You own your own home and all that. You say that doesn't matter when it comes to love. But I say, yeah, it does matter, and it matters big to you because you put it in your letter. These are great accomplishments, so it should matter to you. You've worked hard, you're highly educated, you're a homeowner. I'm assuming your credit is good and you got it going on like that. So why would you want to set yourself up to fail? This man doesn't have a place of his own, you say. He doesn't have a car or a steady job. These things bother you. He's not ready for a relationship. I can tell you that right now because he's got too many issues to work out. What he needs is a friend. He needs some support so he can get back on his feet and be a real man. You said he will work, so help him with his resume. You know, help him with his health problems and stuff. But don't marry him. Don't get into a relationship with him right now. And tell your friends to pull up on this one.
She in the relationship. She in love with it.
She got 3 degrees. She can find somebody.
Read the letter. She in love with the man. She in it.
She's considering it, yeah.
I already know what
you're
Same
way you considering going out there.
Yeah, all right.
You can love somebody and not be right. with them. No. Mm.
This is an accident.
Why
are
we bringing that up? Why are we bringing that up?
Is this letter about you, Tom?
Did you write this?
I ain't wrote no letter. You don't write letters.
That's true.
Right.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response to today's strawberry letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's get to part two of your response to today's strawberry letter. What you got?
Dear Steve, subject man problems. Dear Steve, now, this is directly to me.
That's what it say.
I am a 38-year-old lady. I am a successful lady with a number of degrees, own my own home and car. I guess none of that really matters when it comes to love. Mm. My problem is I know this guy who wants to get back with me. We were together a long time ago. We attend the same church and have the same friends. Just wanted to get a male point of view. Well, here's a couple of things I need to address. First, prayer is the only way I know. Other than writing in on a national radio show. You should put that in parentheses. Because that's what you did now. So maybe you tired of waiting on the answer from God. So I maybe then here it come. Maybe this could be both. I don't know. But I'm going to try to help this woman. First of all, this woman has a number of degrees, got her own home and car. Mm-hmm. But then she clearly states, I don't guess none of this really matter when it come to love. Okay. No, it don't, because love is an emotion. Ain't got nothing to do with your education, how much you got, where you stay. Love just pop up at any time, and it's hard to control. Now, Steve, he doesn't have a car nor a place to call his own.
Right,
he is 40 years old. All right, now. I know a lot of people got cars. Okay. But the one man you know that's 40 ain't got a ride. Now, if you live in New York, you can use that. Cabs is everywhere, subways, public transportation. Mm-hmm. This ain't a New York letter.
No, it ain't.
This letter from somewhere else. Now, your man ain't got no car. That's a problem. He doesn't have a car nor a place to call his own. This is the critical line in this letter. Nor a place to call his own. This woman is in the novel writing mode now. This ain't how you write about no man, nor a place to call his own. Because you know why? This is a I feel sorry for him line, which is what a lot of women end up doing. You end up bending around to your natural nurturing needs as women and mothers and that nurturing thing y'all do, and now y'all want to nurture a grown-ass man, nor a place to call his own. The hell you mean, nor a place to call? He ain't got no crib. He ain't got no house. How you gonna have a house? He ain't got a car. I can tell you a bunch of stuff he ain't got. When you 40 and ain't got a car or a place to call your own, something is wrong here. And the reason is you ain't got a steady job. No, and she go right after that. No steady job because of health issues. He will work. Okay, lady, hold on now. If he will work, how come he ain't working?
He's sick.
What health issues you talking about?
I don't know. Something wrong with him.
Now, either he got a bad back or his kidneys is shot. Which one is it?
How can you limit it to that?
Okay, but I'm just saying, that's if you got a bad thing. Back, your ass gonna have to get a job in a chair.
Oh, okay.
If your kidneys is shot, you ain't gonna be here long no how. So now, let's really find out what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. His health issues. What health issues? Hmm. That causes you where you can't work. He ain't got no steady job, but he will work. If he'll work, he'll go down there. But hold up, though. When you ain't got no car, no house, and you 40, a whole lot of ain't working you been doing.
For a while.
For a while. On the real. Okay, but now here we go. But Steve, I do love him, but I want someone who can bring something to the table. Of course you do. Yeah. Every woman wants that.
Absolutely.
Your table full. You got degrees on your own car and your home.
She got a bunch of
now you finna just move this dude in here. get some kids. Adopt a baby. You want to just move somebody in and take care of them? Get a dog.
Yeah. I'll say get a dog now.
Get a puppy.
Now, look here. Look here. I know love is important, but, Steve, a little security will help a little bit more. Yeah, it will. See, what do you think I do? I do love him. Yeah, no, lady. You love who he is, but you don't love what he is. And right. Women get that confused sometimes. Mm. If you love who he is, but you don't love what he is, the what he is going to get in the way of who he is all the time. Mm. Women do that all the time. You're nurturing, I can get him through it. You can't, listen to me before I run out of time. You, no matter what you do, you cannot make a man.
All right, Steve, we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And don't forget to please join me this Thursday for the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook. It starts at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. All right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.